Isn't it strange? No, it isn't strange. It's a pity, though. How many lullabies contain dire threats? And perhaps the reason is that lullabies usually come out of people who either have to work in the fields or who have to take care of someone else's children, or else have to, one way or another, have to leave their children unattended, and so that they don't get themselves into trouble, they sing them to sleep at whatever time is convenient for the parent, if not for the child. And usually accompanied by, you know, well, Rockabye Baby's a pretty bloody-minded song. You know, when the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, down will come baby, cradle and all. From how high? A statistic in the newspapers. Parental negligence. But if you're a black woman in a white world, and you have to take care of the white lady's children, there may be no one to take care of your own. And that's where these songs come from. That one from Haiti, as sung by Martha Jean-Claude, spelled Martha Jean Claude with an E, on Discos Gema, G-E-M-A, LPG 1103. We once played that record on a station in New York, and we gave the address in the Bronx for Discos Gema, but that was the address from the Bronx was pre-Castro, and I played this post-Castro, and obviously they had closed their offices in the Bronx, because originally it was a Cuban label. And Martha Jean-Claude, from what I gather, married a Cuban and has been living in Cuba for the last 20 years or so. And Anyhow, this poor woman in the Bronx, who was Spanish-speaking, didn't speak any English at all, it seems got something like 90 phone calls before she finally just left her phone off the hook. And she somehow got the idea where the calls were coming from. Somebody, I guess, came in and helped her. And they called the station and said, please don't give out this telephone number anymore. Because I didn't know where to get a copy of this record, Canciones de Haití, on Discos Gema by Martha Jean-Claude. But that's the kind of reaction we got to it back around 1960-something or other, too. And we've had the record since 1959 or so, 58, 59. And I don't know how long before that it was made. But she's a marvelous singer, and she was a big star all around the Caribbean and Europe. I don't know what's happened to her. Ordinarily on Monday nights we play classical music, but let's not be rigid about things. Last Wednesday, and continued last night, I was playing contemporary canons of compassion, shall we say. Songs mostly by contemporary singer-songwriters. Some French, some Spanish-speaking, some American, some Canadian. And I pulled all these lovely records, and two programs didn't get it. So I decided that when we didn't finish last night, we do it. And we're doing it particularly for Garrett O'Connor, Dr. Garrett O'Connor of UCLA, he was the person who inspired me to do the first program in the first place, some things he said to me on Tuesday night last. So this is Garrett O'Connor, concert number 3. And we are still dealing with songs of empathy, sympathy, compassion, a deeper look into the human condition than most of us are willing to make, except in isolated and perhaps selfish circumstances. These people have the grace to see the humanity in some, as you'll hear later, fairly scorby or raunchy or perhaps reprehensible types by most people's standards. But there are some people among us who see beyond the labels, beyond the simple labels and slogans with which we dismiss the humanity of other people if we find them distasteful for whatever reasons. And so you'll meet a gallery of human beings on tonight's program, some who write and some who are written about. For instance, I played Randy Newman last night. Here is a song that is a contradiction in terms because the voice is simply a Greek chorus, making promises, of course, that will never be kept to blacks in Africa. And this is the week of roots, right? So this is applicable. The real loss, the loss of home, the loss of innocence, the loss of dignity, the loss of identity and what have you. The great tragedy is expressed instrumentally, in total counterpoint to what the voice, the lying voice, blandishes for the people who are about to be betrayed. It's called Sail Away. It is a title album from one of his reprise, a title song from one of his reprise albums. Randall Newman, Esquire.
In America, you get food to eat. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. just a sweet watermelon in the buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Shall roll, my body will heavenly home, and pity the miner digging my bones. For it's dark as a dungeon and damp as a tomb, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine, way down.
I've been sitting here thinking about when I started in drinking. I went on a dope, surely to change my life. Ooh. I cried a tear and a beer for me, and I lost everything near and dear to me, namely my children and my wife. I'm my idea of having a good time, sitting with my head between my knees. I knew everything there was to know, everything except which way to go. And I cried, oh God, take me, will you please? Yeah, many a time I swore up and down I didn't need any of this junk that was going round. I can quit, let me finish what I got. After all, this stuff sure costs a lot. Then I'll get my feet back on the ground. Oh, I can't tell nobody how to live their life. Thank the Lord God, I had enough. Now I got a friend, there's a name, there's a Richard Renz. He says you don't need to be stoned to grow a friend. Believe me, you're all beautiful people just the way you are. Tell me, what has that stuff done for you so far? I do it straight, I do it so much better too. And it's gotta start right in your own backyard. I said it's gotta start right in your own backyard. You know everybody has their own beautiful backyard. You might have more wells in your own backyard. Yeah.
You say it was this morning when you last saw your good friend lying on the sidewalk with a misery on his brain. Stoned on some new potion he found upon the wall of some unholy bathroom in some ungodly hall. He only had $1 to live on till next Monday, but he spent it all on comfort for his mind. Did you say you think he's blind? Someone should call his parents or a sister or a brother, and they'll come and take him back home on a bus. But it'll always be a problem to his poor and puzzled mother, and he'll always be another one of us. He said he wanted heaven, the rain was too slow, so he bought a one-way ticket on an airline made of snow. Did you say you saw your good friend flying low? Said it was this morning when you last saw your good friend lying on the sidewalk with a misery on his brain. Stoned on some new potion he found upon the wall of some unholy bathroom in some ungodly hall. Did you say you saw your good friend flying low, dying slow, blinded by snow?
Maybe through half knowing what we don't know, we see the ever-ready harvest of the unknowing springing up like a weed, and we hope it won't choke the lily. Is life the 10th floor of a transient, weekly, monthly, what have you, a rectangle of soaking dreams? No, we have to forget that. All the utterances are wasted, from the first great assault to the last, and there's nothing left but love. Oh, the road is long, with many a winding turn, that leads us to who knows where? Who knows where? But I'm strong. Strong enough to carry him. He ain't a heavy. No burden is he to bear. We'll give him
Doctor, let me tell you something about myself. I'm a college man and I'm very wealthy. I got no time to trifle with trash like you. Cause I must be about my business. Brother's a machinist in a textile mill. Make more money than you ever will. Just got married to a Polish girl. Space between her teeth. Sister's a dance up in Baltimore. Small cafe on me. She run off a Negro from the Eastern Shore. Doctors didn't even know his name. Yeah, been back on my feet again. Again. Took her down to Mobile on a railroad train. Said, driver, take me to the Hotel Paris. Went into a washroom, washed his face and hands. He come out, he was white as you or me. He said, girl, I ain't a Negro, I'm a millionaire. As you can plainly see. After my money, proud to say that you only have me. Gonna teach you to play polo and how to water ski. Won't have to dance no more. Not no longer have to pretend to be a Negro from the Eastern Shore. Feet again. Doctor, doctor, what you say? How about letting me out today? There ain't no reason for me to stay. Everybody's so far away. Get me back on my feet again. Back on my feet again. Back on my feet again.
we stand upon the windswept moor. The lonely stone before us testifies the crazy Mary rocks and smiles and dreams are dreams somewhere, but not where little kids can follow after. On the stone these words, dear friends, please write me down as one who loved the raven-haired and laughing lads who swore that they would marry me. But soon their sons went running by, and here I lie, forgotten, crazy Mary. In the lamplight burning low and dimly through enchanted woods, we think about the sins that we commit. Along the green and golden paths of growing up, we light the fire and say a prayer for crazy Mary.
They build. You have start to wilt. Count all your jewelry and your lace. Count all the shoes beneath your bed. And while you're counting all those things in your head, try and rest the sorrow from your face.
Now the cabin falls to the winter wind, and the walls cave in where they kissed and sinned, and the long white rain sweeps clean the room like a white-haired witch with a long straw broom, like a white-haired witch with a long straw.
Thank you. when you're in trouble, I turn away. But I loved you the first time I saw you.
I found a postcard left unsent on the floor. Unsigned, it says, Matthew, all my love. It says, Matthew, all my love and more. I guess you're traveling, and I guess you're all right.
And that should be followed with Roberta Flack singing All the Sad Young Men. And about half a dozen other records that we were going to play tonight, but time runs out. An hour is a very short time. Sometimes. Clarence Cooper, the late Clarence Cooper, my best friend, my best man, sang Dark as a Dungeon with the Tarriers on Tell the World About This, Atlantic SD 8042. Did you notice the way he said the word pity, or sang the word pity in the last verse? By that is the word defined. And Dion, a record that was released as a single and put on one of those Warner anthologies, Goodies Volume 1. It's called Your Own Backyard. I think it's self-explanatory. He had his fight to come back. That tells the story. If we have time, we'll finish with a few notes from Dion after he came back. From my favorite Hoyt Axton album of all time, his Columbia album, 33103, My Griffin is Gone. We played two songs, Snowblind Friend, and then we played Robert William Scott, Bobby Scott, He's Not Heavy, He's My Brother, his own composition on his own record on Warner Brothers WS1886. And then came back for Kingswood Manor by Hoyt Axton from My Griffin is Gone. And then Randy Newman from Good Old Boys sang, I'm not sure this is the exact order, but close enough, sang, first of all, Back on My Feet Again. Story of songs about people who've lost touch with reality through one agency or another. And then songs about ladies in much the same condition. Crazy Mary, Mike Smith's song, is sung by Bonnie Kolak from her Ovation album, You're Going to Love Yourself in the Morning. From Driftin' Way of Life on Vanguard VSD 6521, Jerry Jeff Walker sang Fading Lady. My own lady sang a song written by music by Paul Bowles, lyrics by Tennessee Williams, called Cabin. The White-Haired Witch, The Long Straw Broom. And then he came back to Randy Newman for Marie. Oh, first we played My Songbird by Jesse Winchester from Nothing But a Breeze on Bearsville, and then Marie from Good Old Boys, reprise MS-2193, it's the same recording that had Back on My Feet Again. And finally, David Ackles from D.T. Ackles 5 and Dime on Columbia, and we played One Good Woman's Man. And that's all we had time for, and that's all we have time for. So I suppose we'll do the addendum on Friday. A four-part. Meanwhile, this is Skip Weschner saying to Garrett O'Connor and his lovely lady, good night, and to all of you, good sound.